Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Honorary. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 3 with verses 23 through 30. Summoning them, Jesus began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. Parables give me a thrill. It's hearing Jesus rhyme to fill the heart of a lost soul sharing the Spirit so holy, to mill about forever where salvation overcomes what is killed. Your body will turn to dust, yet your soul will yearn in eternity the love you shared in the flesh, overcoming death in beauty of living redeemed. Even a strong man tied up can chew his way through the ropes of plunder, overcoming what can be stolen with God's thunder of knowing his Son, the Christ, finding the peace we all yearn for, sharing the love, faith, and hope of his mercy implored. Remember, Jesus said blaspheming the Holy Spirit is guilty of an everlasting sin. To believe overcomes this blasphemy. To know in your heart Jesus is the Christ. For humanity's deliverance of sin, you must believe in the Spirit of God as the director of your soul, in living God first for Jesus. My email at gmail.com. FOR is spelled out. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. So we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. We're praying for my dog who's barking outside as I'm recording, giving her a good one when I see her. I am a poet obedient to Christ. My Ciela, my little piece of heaven. I'm Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel, chapter 3. It's verses 23 through 30. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, Satan, How Drives Satan Out. This is a fun poem. I had some fun with this one. Disciples summoned, parable speaking talk. Satan, how? Drive Satan out. Stand not kingdom itself, a divided kingdom, Jesus would balk. Stand not a house divided, the walls would pout. Satan to his end, rising divided without sin. Stand not for sin to begin. Satan will try and re-enter to win. Man strong house cannot plunder. Tie first him up to steal his thunder. Then you can plunder and wander. His right to overcome, untying his blunder. Spirit, holy blaspheme, forgiveness have never. Sin, everlasting scheme, said it was spirit, unclean, unclever. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 11th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today at our Oh Thank Heavens for 7-Eleven in Universal Utterings Day as we shout out to our good friends John and Marie, reminding people about Kairos and the ministry of visiting me while I was in prison, taking volunteers for an October retreat. It's a 3-day retreat. You can learn more by emailing me at godfirstforjesus@gmail.com, as I mentioned today in our work. Thanks again for joining us as we close in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless you. Jesus. 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 Our only forgiveness comes from Jesus.